This is a Central Valley Business Times audio interview. And now to today's interview.
Milk is milk is milk is what I always thought, but there's a big difference, I gather, between milk and organic milk. What is the difference?
Organic milk is produced without the use of antibiotics, synthetic hormones, or pesticides.
Other than that, it's the same as anything else?
Other than that, it's milk is from the same cow and everything, but it's how we treat our cows and how we treat our land.
Give us some examples of that, how that's different.
On our fields, we do not use any synthetic fertilizers, composts only. We do not spray with any pesticides. It's all naturally done. Our cows graze on pasture, which is very important for the quality of the milk, we believe, and the health of the animal, because you're putting the animal back on its natural habitat, not on concrete. And when an animal does get sick, we treat it with homeopathics and natural remedies. We do not use any antibiotics.
Well, you're already kind of going against the grain of mainstream milk producers, aren't you?
In organics, we're more concerned with the longevity and the health of the animal. In the conventional world, the animal is also treated well, but considered more as a unit than an animal.
Now, what's the difference for the consumer between the milk you produce here and the milk that might come out of a conventional dairy operation?
Nutritionally, there hasn't been any difference in the milk. What we tell our consumers is we give them a choice. If you want your product produced without these additives, hormones, antibiotics, and pesticides, we offer that.
Now, by hormones, we see a lot on some milk cartons in the supermarket, no RBST. Did I remember that correctly?
Correct. You're right. RBST is a synthetic hormone. It's naturally in the cow's body. But any hormone that's man-made is considered a steroid. It is only called a hormone if it's naturally produced in the body of the animal. A steroid was produced, RBST, to enhance the production of milk. They claim an increase of 10% in milk production. But there are some, it does strain the animal more. So much so that the beef industry has recognized it. And the cows that do go to slaughter are questioned upon. It was a big thing a few years ago when Monsanto came out on the market with the steroid. But since then, with the some dairymen, I don't say all dairymen, but most dairymen that were using it have weighed the plus and minuses of it. And the minuses outweighed the pluses, and they've stopped using it. So much so that some of the milk companies now request their dairymen, they made them sign affidavits that they will not use it. That's why you see it on the carton, no RBST used. The companies know that the consumers are against it, and they force their dairymen not to use it.
Well, we go into a supermarket, we see more and more organic stuff. Organic this, organic that, with so much emphasis now and apparently growth in the marketplace for organic foods, you guys ought to be laughing all the way to the bank, but you're not. Why?
The American consumer is getting more knowledgeable about what they're eating, and they're demanding to know what is in the food that they're eating and where it is being produced. DDT was outlawed in this country 45 years ago. Chemical companies still produce DDT in the United States and sell it to third world countries like Mexico, Chile, Peru, South America. And the products from those companies, those countries, are coming right back into this country, and our consumers are eating them the same way. So the American consumer is eating DDT the same way. Less than 1% of all imports are inspected. And to this day, 60% of all vegetables are imported, and 40% of all fruits are imported into this country. So the American consumer is being sold a bill of goods. In organics, since the consumer wants to know where their food is being produced, buying organic, they are pretty much guaranteed they know it's produced locally. And being organic, they know since we are third-party inspected, certified organic, we have to be inspected by a third party, you're pretty much guaranteed that what is stated on the label is true. Unfortunately, with the times that we're going through now, with all the competition for feeds and also the energy crisis because of diesel fuels and gasolines and whatnot, we have seen a dramatic rise in the cost of ingredients we feed our animals. Aside from the pasture that we have ourselves and what we grow ourselves, we still have to buy some feeds, and the price has gone up dramatically.
Well, Frank, you've been, your family, you and your family have been doing this for generations, I gather.
Yes.
So you've seen cyclical ups and downs. How is this different?
I am a third-generation California dairyman. I've been a dairyman all my life, as my father was before I and my grandfather before he. Usually we saw waves, ups and down waves in the dairy industry, but never this dramatic. We always saw our feed costs cost of productions going up somewhat, but never this dramatically.
Talk to us about competition. Where is that coming from?
Competition is mainly coming from, in organics, there's a lot of competition from the big factory farms. We do, even though we are inspected and the National Organic Board, NOSB Board in Washington, D.C., has set some rules, quote-unquote, access to pasture. That is what the rule calls for, that cows, organic dairy cows, must have access to pasture. There are some gray areas in the rulings, and those have been taken advantage of by the big factory farms. And they can produce more milk at a cheaper rate because their animals are confined. For instance, there's a 5,000 cow organic dairy in Colorado. That dairy can produce per gallon milk, organic milk, cheaper than I, because I have to have more land for my pasture. My cows don't produce as much per animal because they are walking in the pastures, grazing for their feed. When you confine an animal like the conventional people, that's why they went to confined animals in a barn, in free stalls, whatnot, was to produce more milk, to waste less, that animal waste less energy. So it is a known fact that they can produce cheaper than I and much more than I. Therefore, they are putting a strain on our markets.
What will organic farmers like yourself and others do about that?
Well, Organic Valley, the cooperative I belong to, we promote the family farm. What you constitute a family farm is different in different regions of the country. Here in California, the family farm is much larger than the family farm, say, for instance, back in Wisconsin. But still, the family farm here in California is much less than the factory farms. As you drive up and down the Central Valley of California, you see these huge, huge dairies. And that is the trend, is going to, I hate to use this kind of phrase, but quote unquote, the Walmart dairy. More numbers, less profit per animal, but greater numbers. And that's how these dairymen are surviving.
Why would people want to buy from a family farm if the price is going to be the same in the supermarket? Or is the price different in the supermarket?
We have to compete with the factory organic farms. Our prices are in line with theirs. But, of course, they can run specials and sales, and we have to contend with that. The way that we've been dealing with the problem is just by educating our consumers, letting our consumers know where their product is coming from, who are they supporting, and do you want to support the corporate factory farm or do you want to support the family farmer and the cooperative? We are a co-op owned by dairymen, by family farmers, and we take pride in that.
Now, the milk people, for the benefit of our listeners who may not be in the dairy industry, they've been promoting real California milk, real California cheese, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Is that of any advantage to you guys?
Yes, that goes back to what I was stating earlier, that the consumer in California, as well as in other regions of the United States, they want to buy local. They want to support their local farmers. So by buying the real California seal, the products with the real California cheese, seal or milk, you know you're getting your products produced here in California. Yes, it is an advantage to us. We are very close to coming out with a new carton in California, I would say within the next 30 days, that will have the real seal on our carton for the milk that's produced here in California.
Frank, as you deal with this, and we're recording this in your office on your farm, and your office is computer equipped, and you're, so it's obviously like any other business office on the planet, I guess, and you're dealing with invoices and labor and costs and revenues, etc. What makes you get up in the morning? Surely not that.
Well, it's hard to describe, but it's not just a business, it's a way of life. It's a way of life that I was raised with. I chose to raise my family this way. I think it's a good life. Not so easy at times, as you say, waking up all hours of the night and all whatnot. But it's something that I love to do, and that I take pride in producing a good product of for food for people. And that's part of the reason why I went organic years ago. I was a conventional dairyman for most of my life, and 11 years ago, I decided to go organic. I saw the trend with the RBST and the hormone use and the antibiotic use. And don't get me wrong, to compete in the conventional world, there's good people in the conventional world. I know of family friends that produce conventional milk, and they do a good job. And they take pride in what they do. But to survive in the conventional world, you have to use those products. You have to try, and because with more confinement of animals, it's just like anything else. The more you crowd something, the more diseases and whatnot are going to appear. So I saw all this happening. I did not want to be one of those large dairymen with milking 4,000 or 5,000 cows. I could never see myself doing that. I enjoyed watching my cows graze out on pasture. When I learned about organics and what they stood for, I discussed it with my family and my wife, and we decided that's something we wanted to do. It's been a very, very good experience in my life.
For the future, will this pass down to your children? Or
absolutely, yes. As a matter of fact, I have a son that he's 21. He's going to graduate from college this coming spring, 2009. And before, he told me he saw the stress and what went on in the conventional world while we were still conventional, and he did not want to be a dairyman. He told me that. Since then, he's done a complete turnaround, and now he said, Dad, I like organics. This is what I want to do.
Frank, what would you like to add that we have not talked about?
Mainly that the consumers, the people of California, realize that all organic people or organic producers, we've been stereotyped as, kind of radical tree huggers, quote unquote. I deal with that everywhere I go and talks I do and everything. And when they do see me and my family, they realize that we're just everyday people trying to make a living like anybody else. It's just we're trying to do it a better way. We think it's a better way. Some people may argue, but we're trying to produce a product that is, wholesome and good to the consumer, and that we can guarantee them that is clean of any additives, as many additives as we can.
You've been listening to an audio interview on Central Valley Business Times.com.